We're on the telephone with Bob Campbell, who is a senior vice president with Farm Credit Services of America, and Bob is based in Nebraska. Bob, let's talk about cashback dividends from Farm Credit Services of America, and tell us what's going to happen as far as this part of the country is concerned.
Well, good morning, Ken. It's nice to visit with you again. Yeah, we're in the process of distributing $130 million of cashback dividends to our customers. We started last week, and everything is going really well. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
How long has Farm Credit Services America been distributing cashback dividends, Bob?
Ken, this will be our ninth year. So we started in 2004, and since that time, we've distributed over $685 million back to our customers, including the $130 million that we're doing right now. In addition to that, our board has already approved the patronage program for 2013, so we'll have 10 consecutive years of cashback dividends that we'll pay out a year from now. So we're really, really excited about that.
And what are the reasons that this program is possible?
Well, what it is basically is our board of directors are able to look at the performance of our company, the economic conditions that we're in, and so forth, and they can decide out of our net income stream, how much do they want to return back to our customer stockholders? And so, for example, this year, our association made a little over $481 million, and they've taken $130 million of that, and we're putting it back to our customers in terms of these cashback dividends. So it's a great business model. We have a unique business model from that standpoint where our customers are also our stockholders. And so at the end of the day, our net income is either given back in terms of patronage, or it's retained in our company for future generations and as well as running our business.
Now, this has got to have a pretty positive impact on the communities where those customers live.
We believe it does, Ken. You know, our customers are local farmers and ranchers, and they do a lot of their business locally. They reinvest in their operations. They support their schools, their churches, their local civic organizations, etc. So this money goes back into the rural economies where they're based out of. So, you know, for example, in Nebraska, we're going to, out of that $130 million, about $36 million of that is going to producers in the state of Nebraska. And I see that as a really big economic benefit for our rural communities.
And as you mentioned, the plan is to offer that again in, for 2013.
Yes, the board's already approved it for 2013. So a year from now, we'll be distributing our 10th consecutive distribution, and so we're very grateful for that, and we're very thankful that we have the kind of business we have to be able to do this. Our capacity and commitment to agriculture is very solid, and this cashback dividend program we have is just another example of how we stay in tune with what's going on in production agriculture and support it, and we're just blessed to be in this industry, so I appreciate being able to talk to you about it.